With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to my dungeon.
Welcome to Cauldron's Crypt. I'm your host, Master Cauldron. If you're new to the show, we use our combined 35 years of BDSM experience and my 20 years working in the psychology field to dispel myths, get rid of stereotypes, and answer your questions about BDSM. You can call in at 865-268-4005 to leave your questions or visit the crypt at cauldronscrypt.com. In this week's episode, we are talking about praise kinks and breeding fetishes. Breeding fetishes is in the news right now, so thought we would throw that in there in case someone is unfamiliar with it. Hello, Mayfair.
Hello, Cauldron.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm wearing my shirt that says, your pain, my pleasure, there, so it must be Sunday. Whoa, I'm making all the noise. Edit point number one for the podcast. Hello to the chat room, the third co-host of the show. Go ahead and have those questions ready to go, and we will certainly be addressing your comments and questions as we get into this. All right. Let's hit those rules of love by, brought to you by Inclusion Woodworks. That's my kinky woodworking company. I've split the kinky and the vanilla up into two. I used to say my kinky and vanilla, but no, I've split it. So still working on the site. There's a few things up there, and there's some of my vanilla stuff up there too. But inclusionwoodworks.com. Rules of love by, rule number one, safe, sane, consensual, and informed. Rule number two, kinky. That's K-N-K-I and comes from the Kinky app, available on all platforms, but it's not a sponsor. It stands for knowledge, no intolerance, kindness, and integrity. And rule number three, the quote from Mr. Paul Jung, submission is not about authority and it's not about obedience. It is all about relationships of love and respect. All right. How to explore a praise kink according to sex experts. What? That's not what this is supposed to say. This is supposed to say Praise Kinks and Breeding Fetishes, Season 4, Episode 38 for July 17th, 2022. There was an article that I saw on this, a very short one, and I've been thinking about this one a lot because a conversation that I had with somebody else came up. So I actually sought this one out and made several changes to the article. There is a link to the original article. Again, I've made changes to this one, which was originally by Hendy Phillips on June 21st, 2022. On popsugar.com. But anyway, like I said, this is going to be a little bit different than the article that was written. So yeah, I don't think it quite goes into the no article rule because it's changed up some, I hope. All right. So what is a praise kink? A kink in which someone gets off on being praised, specifically during power play, which could include sexual activity, but not always. For example, your partner might be turned on by you complimenting them in an over-the-top manner beyond what you might typically do, or, you know, what they might typically do in praising you. Pretty straightforward there on what it is. Mayfair, did you have a chance to read this?
No, I figured it could be new to me as well as the chat room.
Okay.
Brain fog.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was going to ask you if you had any thoughts up front on it, but that takes care of that. It involves praise kink involves the intentional use of praise and kink words. Kind words. It's not just what is said, but how it is said and the context. Praise kink is a kink when it is used as the focus of the interaction between partners or as part of a power exchange dynamic. So it's not just, hearing nice things. It's not just the good girl. It's when the good girl does funny things to the brain and the body. Right?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Some people may want their partner to boast about how they're the best at their job, while others might prefer the praise to pertain only to their sexual activities. No matter how someone wants to be praised, the core of it is all the same, that they want to be praised. Because everyone's different, communication is absolutely key when it comes to this. Because like with everything, you know, somebody, you say, well, I like impact play. Well, that automatically gets broken down. The next question that everybody always says, well, you like stinging or thuddy? And then breaking it down further, because, you know, do you like vanilla praise, sexual praise, all the praise? Are you just greedy? I forgot to shut the door. That was the thing that we were talking about that I always forget to do until the last minute. So be right back. Because I'm hearing a terrible echo.
Yes, there is definitely an echo.
What'd you say?
I said, yes, there's definitely a terrible echo.
Yeah. Yeah, that fixed it. All right. So praise kinks, best phrases to use. One of the things that somebody said, and I went back and listened to the episode that we talked about something, but then didn't give examples on how to use it. And I'm like, what? We always way over explain things. At least this part of we does. Hey, Percusio, Shadowy Fox, Exquisite Kitten, Meg Bell, Baby Liv. Hi, y'all. Yeah. If you are here live, sound off. And if you're not, tell me why you weren't. In the description, in the comments below. Oh, God. So, best phrases to use. We're going to give you some examples. It may take a lot of communication and some trial and error to figure out what praise works best for you and your partner. However, there aren't any hard or fast rules about what to say to your partner to satisfy their praise kink. Some people say that their praise kink is tied to the fact that praise helps them have a euphoric or intense experience. Some people want to be praised for their behavior. Others want praise related to their skill, character, appearance, role, attitude, or specific context. Something that I forgot to add to this list was being praised as a way, as a reminder that they're doing things the right way, or in a, not in the right way, but in a pleasing way. Whether it's kink or vanilla related, as a boost to their self-esteem, the kink, the praise will boost their self-esteem and their confidence in the moment, which also helps to increase their kink level or their ability to take another type of play or something like that. So, for instance, Junie during scenes needs that reassurance and that praise. Yeah, here's one. Ivy, good girl. You're such a good submissive. Well, I wasn't saying that to Ivy. Ivy commented that. That'd be highly inappropriate for me to say that to Ivy. Being praised helps me feel centered at times, Exquisite Kitten says. Aria, I love praise, but I don't like when it seems unnatural or forced. Yes. Oh, yeah. Good call, Percusio. New suicide hotline is 988 for the scroll dealy at the bottom. Well, this... Oh, you already... Did you take... You didn't have to take the other phone number out. The other phone number is still good.
Oh. I thought they were saying they were switching it. For that only.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't
read
that.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Oh, my bad. I must have missed that. No problem.
I could be wrong. I just may have read it wrong.
We'll move on. It's fine. Some phrases you can try with a partner include, you're such a good fill in the blank, kitty, doll, student, daddy, baby, teacher, pet, term of endearment, sub, dom. Yes, doms can have a praise kink. However, there's a caveat to that. A lot of the doms that I've seen with praise kinks start out innocent enough, and then it turns to a God complex. I'm not saying all, for sure. I'm not saying all, but I have seen that take place. It's not like a red flag or anything. It's just, if you're a dom and you like being praised, be cautious of buying into it too much. Let's see. That's nice when it's something that you struggle with. Random example, backing up two steps before turning your back on them. A good job, or that was well done. Yes. Yes. Backing up two steps. I like that. I bet Jack would be fine with you saying that to me. I don't like throwing those out though, if it's not appropriate. You're so good at insert skill, whether it be you're so good at giving head, or you're so good at your job, or organizing, or cleaning. Whatever the case may be, from the kinkiest thing to the vanilla-ist thing. Because I've found that most people, and Mayfair, please feel free to comment on any of this, but this one specifically, people who like compliments, honest compliments, like them about just about everything, but they'll be, it seems like there's always like one or two where they're like, no, don't ever say something about that, good or bad.
I don't know where you're coming from on that one.
Oh, okay. You don't have a lot of experience with people who enjoy compliments.
No, I don't. I don't think I know anybody who, well, I take that back. I only know people who enjoy compliments who are shit at everything they do, but they like to be told they're good at it.
Wow, the negativity bomb.
The only people I know who like compliments are people at work, and they're the ones who couldn't run the machine without help.
Yeah.
Have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they want to be told how good they are.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough. I get that. How come I can't? Oh, I can't edit your mic settings because you're muted. I was going to turn you up a little bit. Anyway, Ivy said praising a newer Dom can help with making them feel better about trying new things. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I like that.
I think that goes both ways too, though.
Yeah.
A new person, we all like to know that, hey, we're doing the thing right. I don't think that's a kink. That's just it's almost a need for, at least in today's society where we all have the anxiety for everything. You need to know that you're doing the right thing. You need to know that your efforts aren't being just for naught, I guess, right, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. Otsila agrees. She has a coworker that's the same way, so she feels your pain. Mayfair had a lovely procedure done Thursday and has had a rough couple of days. Don't worry, anyone. She's fine, but...
I did not feel fine for a couple of days.
Yeah. Very common thing, but yeah, it was intense. I was there for it. All right. You're so good at, I'm so lucky to have you. I know everyone wants a blank just like you. Man, if somebody said that to me, I would just I just finished watching the new season of Stranger Things. So the whole 80s cheese right there. It's so cheesy. Hey, late 80s, early 90s. I'm so lucky to have you. I know everyone wants a sub just like you. I just couldn't picture myself saying that and making it sound genuine. I don't know. You look so hot when you insert activity or whatever. I can't wait to show you off. You look so good in that insert item of clothing or fetish wear. Your insert body part is irresistible. You taste so good. I can't get enough of you. You're doing amazing. I'm so proud of you.
Speaking of Stranger Things, we just channeled Vecna there. It wasn't your normal growly voice.
Oh, God. Arya says, compliments can feel uncomfortable when you have experienced past trauma, but for those of us who have that in our past, praise can now be even more important and feel more intimate. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Of course, there is two sides, multiple facets of trauma and how it affects people. So some people, you know, it doesn't make them feel uncomfortable. It makes it something very desired and needed. But yeah, no, that's me. And it's not because of necessarily the trauma that I've been through. that makes me very uncomfortable around, you know, with compliments and praise. For me, it was just growing up without them and not knowing how to deal with it. Like, what do I say? Like, if I say thank you, then I'm admitting that, yes, I am good at the thing, or, you know, whatever you said is true, which seems arrogant and egotistical to me. If I say something like, you know, well, you know, no, if I try to deny it, then it sounds like I'm fishing for the compliment to be, you know, reinforced. It's hard for me to just say thank you and move on from a compliment or praise. So I'm definitely not a person that has this kink.
Even if you don't agree with it, you can think that they're completely crazy. You can thank them for thinking that way of you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So for those of us who struggle, even if you think they're completely just lost their ever-loving mind, they think that way of you, and you can thank them for thinking so highly of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to say anything but thank you. It doesn't have to be explained. You can just know the rest in your mind to help you feel better. just a little tip. Because sometimes you have to take compliments. It's part of it.
Yeah. I'm so uncomfortable right now. I didn't think talking about a praise kink would make me feel uncomfortable, but it does. I have no problem participating in it from the giving side, but Jesus. Sorry I had to jump out. So not sure if you covered praise specific to the person and acknowledging the effort beyond the person and how it felt to the big letter.
The top or Dom.
Right.
Took me a minute to catch that the first time I read it.
When you did blank, it made me feel blank. So, yeah, we kind of covered that, but not specifically in that wording. Celia says it's also hard for someone with low self-worth to accept compliments. Yeah. Yeah, and never getting any compliments growing up can certainly give you a low self-esteem. Percusio agrees. Perk. So, all right. So we went over those. Here are some praise kink tips. Kinks are something that not everyone is into. Everybody has their own kinks. Don't forget that. Just because you're like all hardcore and can't see how somebody could live without something. A lot of people do live without a lot of things that you may absolutely love and think is life itself. But this is why discussing it early and properly in a partnership is the safest way to engage in it. If you have a praise kink and a potential partner can't satisfy it, that's something to discuss together to decide if you can move forward sexually without it, or not even sexually, or just move forward in the relationship or dynamic, period. Conversely, if your partner needs this to enjoy sex and you can't provide it, don't feel like you need to do something that you're not comfortable with. At this point, a discussion, if the relationship can continue without it, will be a necessity. So, again, communication. When going into this conversation, lead with an open mind and open heart rather than any form of negativity. Mayfair. Just kidding. If you're exploring a praise kink with your partner, you should also discuss how you want to do it. For example, discuss what phrases work for you. for each of you and how you want them to be delivered. Praise hits differently for everyone, so talking about it will help you both get to a place where you're both comfortable and engaging in these kinky activities in a positive way. And even though a praise kink is something that's typically saved for sex, that was in the original article, and that's complete bullshit. It is not something that is typically saved for sex. It is something that will lead up to play, will happen after play, whether it's sexual or non-sexual. It's really, sex is completely irrelevant in a praise kink for most people. Just by the by. Anyway. You can carry that praise throughout your day in other aspects of your relationship. It is important to remember that even if you are into kink, you and your partner should share praise and affirmation within regular non-sexual context. No shit. That's what I was saying. After all, everyone loves to feel appreciated in principle. And a little praise to your partner over breakfast can go a long way when it comes to nourishing your overall intimate life. So that is that. There was something that while I was going through that last part that sparked, and I forgot exactly what it was. So Mayfair, what are your thoughts and feelings on that? Do you see any aspects of that within yourself, other than just the normal, you know, compliments are good, it helps boost you up kind of thing?
I don't think I have a praise kink. It kind of makes me feel uncomfortable. Oftentimes I don't believe it. I like being told, I like being acknowledged for if I've done a good job, but that's just goes back to that. I don't want to have wasted my time to know that it disappointed someone. Mm-hmm. But it's not, I need praise for stuff that I don't really feel that's, I don't feel that fits me.
I agree. I would absolutely agree with that. I don't, from, you know, as a partner for how many years now?
5.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that I would have some experience with that with you if it was a thing. Celia says, and this is very important. Celia says, I had to learn the person giving the compliment believes what they believe, even if I don't see it. It was a true growth moment for me. And that's going back to what you were saying earlier, Mayfair. Mm-hmm. And that can definitely be a growth moment. Ari says, I don't like compliments except from my intimate partner, because for me, it's a very intimate and vulnerable experience to have someone see the real me in a way that elicits an authentic compliment. You know, going back to the beginning when I would compliment you on things, that was tough. Mm-hmm. I think it was tough for you to hear sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you take into account that basically every relationship before you was.
I was waving to Charlie.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlie.
Telling me how bad I was and how not enough I was, combined with the father issues that I have of my dad loved my brothers and wanted nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. That breeds a very low self-esteem, self-worth. And to hear, hey, you're worth something is, wait, what? What are you trying to get? What are you setting me up for? What's the bad thing that's about to happen? Like what? You're just puffing me up so you can knock me down, right? What's coming?
That's so sad.
But I mean, that's the way that I existed for most of my life. Like,
yeah, I mean, I realized this, and I, you know, after we had talked about it, I certainly knew it back then too in the beginning, but it's been amazing seeing that change. Anytime you can see that change in people and get to be there for it, and especially if you're not just fortunate enough to see it, but to take part in that transformation. You probably say I'm wrong about this, but I could actually see it going the full 180 to where it was something that was absolutely where there was an existing paranoia about being praised or getting a compliment because you believed it was, you know, gaslighting, because it always had been before, because it was the calm before the storm, or, you know, whatever label you want to put on it. Throwing you up in the air, lifting you up just so they could drop you and you can fall faster. But I could see it going that full 180, 100% turnaround to the opposite side, where I think that with you, it actually could turn into a praise kink at some point. If it was nurtured and, you know, and kind of guided in that direction. If, you know, these things, it's one of those things where you don't, it kind of happens naturally with this one. So, hey, there's D'Artagnan. Hello, D'Artagnan. And Mayfair, I'll give you a moment to address that, what I just said, as soon as I read this comment. Praise can make my whole day, because I can think about it all day and it makes me super happy. I like that. Yeah, for me, it would screw with my head all day, but I'm glad that it helps you. Yes, it has been a long time. So anyway, Mayfair, how do you feel about that? Do you think that could be something that would go full flop on you or flip on you and end up turning into a kink that's right up there with long hair and tattoos?
No.
And guy liner?
No. I definitely don't think it would ever be on those levels. Like I said, I need to know that I'm doing right. I need to know that my efforts are valid and appreciated, but I don't want random compliments like that.
You wear that mask so well.
Your voice is so amazing.
Shut up. Y'all thinking to watch us fight live.
Say, this can be I can go there too.
Shut your whore mouth.
I got the magic phrase for the weekend.
Hey, Finn, welcome. That's turned into a praise. Like, people, it's kind of growing. It started as a joke and it still is a joke, but at dinner Thursday night, that was a big thing. Was people were wanting the shut your whore mouth comment from me. It's like, oh yes.
Yeah.
Sounds like degradation, but no, it was praise. Percusio pulling out the popcorn. All right. So that pretty much any final thoughts on the, we're going to move into the breeding kink, talk about that a little bit. So Mayfair, any final thoughts that you have on, praise kinks? It's pretty simple.
Just kind of reminds me, want to bring up the, I think it goes both ways here where I'm trying to say this, but I don't think I'm going to say it the right way. It's not service if it's not wanted. It comes from the book. So if you're praising someone and it makes them super uncomfortable, then that's a conversation that you two need to have. If it's something that they want to work on being able to be complimented, then great. But if you're just making them uncomfortable and it's not for anything other than you just enjoy praising people, think about it and talk about it, because it can, as you see between Cauldron and I, both of us don't really particularly like random compliments for the sake of compliments. And it can make us both uncomfortable.
Yes, it can. Oh my God, yes again. You pretty much wrapped it up. I'm just gonna go with the old you know what I'm known for saying on the show, communication. When it comes to any kink, just talk about it. I mean, there's a lot more comments, a lot of good comments that came in. On the back end and after a relationship, it can be a train wreck. Do you know what Perk's talking about there? I feel like there's only part of some of it's missing, but
I'm not 100%.
Okay. And D'Artagnan says, I have a big praise kink because I look down on myself a lot. So when I get praise, it helps remind me that I am not a horrible person, that I am human and I can do good. It helps. Yeah, you are human. Every human makes mistakes. Last I checked, as far as what we know, there's only humans on the planet. So that relates to us all. All right. I am going to thank some people because we're value for value. I've got people to thank, not products to push. Haha. You like that? I do. I just added that. Those we call our show producers, they donate some one time, some monthly, others yearly. And if you want to do a monthly or yearly donation, go to cauldronscrypt.com/Patreon. If you want to make a one-time donation, go to cauldronscrypt.com/PayPal. If you want to send a snail mail donation or a gift, somebody send Mayfair something pretty. She likes black. That's her favorite color. So send her something pretty. Snail mail donations or a gift, you can send that to the address that is in the description of this video and will be in the show notes for the audio only version of the podcast. People that I need to thank: Master Producers at $50 a month, Buffalo Max 92 and his lovely wife, Kitty. Executive Producers at $25 a month, Shadowy Fox, Unicorns, Angel, Johnny Farrell, Haru Web, Ray Web, Maxi, Nix09, and Darling TN and Sarge. Senior Producers at $10 a month, Trouble 113 down in New Zealand, Roxy Bear, that place in Oklahoma City, that is a dungeon. ran by Miter. Thank you, Miter, for the donation. Alexandria, Baby Love, and T-Rex Ties, Sort Out the Kinks, Master Gabriel. Let me take that one off there. Master Gabriel, not the daddy. Otzila, Daddy Steve, Serpent, KJ, Upstate SC Couple, Crystal Force, Perfectly Thick, Odeon CC, Captain J, Savi, Mr. Beyond, Curtain Call, Submissive K, Trinity Faye, AK-47, Sir Silver Wolf, and Thorn. Coming in at $5 a month, the producers, Kane Sin, Hadia, MBR Poodle, Bad Dog Bad, SubX13, Arctic Foxglove, Catnip, Meow, Wild Time, and Deacon Sean, Cherry Query, Rabbit, Just Call Me Ash, Sir Wolf, Archangel, Quartz Dom, John Shaw, Ben, Grizzled Yeti, and Yoza, Brittany, Sekhmet Shadow, Fetish Artist, Frozen Moron, Kitten, $3.99, Katie, 80, Artemis, Lily, Sir Be Nice, Neon, Dan and Dawn from the Erotic Awakening podcast. They've been on the show before. They're coming back on. They have a new book out that we're going to talk about and also get into rituals within the lifestyle, things like collaring ceremonies and whatnot. So I don't have a date on that, but they will be on sometime soon, I hope, as long as their schedules will allow it. I mean, they'll be on eventually, but soon, I hope. So Dan and Don from the Erotic Awakening podcast, Black Angel, Sir RJ Civil Disobedience has come back. I'm so happy to hear that you're getting better. Officer Dave, and then Unassuming Dude, who was a junior producer at $1 a month, has upped their donation, their monthly donation of $5 a month. And junior producers at that $1 a month level, K2SO, my very first one ever, Morgana 13, Rope Aficionado, Brody, Alexa, Gator and Gizmo, Ashley, and Meg. So thank you so much to all of you, all of these people who find value in the show and want to give a little value back to help pay the bills. We definitely appreciate that. Also, for a list of vendors that I personally know, like, trust, and use, check out that list. And only there's some coupon codes, there's this and that. None of those are affiliate links, with the exception of Split Peaches. That one, if you purchase something from them, I think I get like a 5%, 5 or 10% kickback. Doesn't cost you anything. But the rest of those, and Split Peaches, I mean, they're awesome people. So please do use Real Kinksters when you're purchasing your goods. Please don't just go to Amazon or order something from China. Order real products made by real kinksters. All right, Mayfair Breeding Kink. Now, this one was one that as soon as you saw me today, you're like, hey, when I got here, hey, you know, and you sent me the thing. So I'm kind of going to let you take over on Breeding Kink with what it is. And yeah, have at it. Surprise.
Okay. So while you
were... But it's because you're so good at it.
While you were thanking our producers, my camera had a conniption fit, logged me out of XSplit, and all kinds of stuff. So that's why I have the little logo now. Like, the whole thing.
Oh, now you're on the free version.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Before we move on, though, Percusio.
Oh, yes. Now I get it.
Explained her comment. Since the aftermath of a relationship that utilizes a praise kink, the rebuilding of self could be quite extensive. So. That was the explanation of the can be a train wreck.
Yeah, because she said that, let me say this. If you're in a dynamic, you have a praise kink, or it's just a high praise dynamic, be careful not to lose yourself and make your self-esteem reliant.
Yes.
Yeah, reliant on the other person and their praise. That's terrible. And that's really what happens when, with what Park was saying about the aftermath of the relationship, rebuilding of self. So you just can't lose yourself in one person's praise and find your entire value to be because of them, because it's still not self-worth if it's completely wrapped up with somebody else and what they think about you, what they say about you. Yeah. So there's that. All right. Sorry. Continue.
Okay. So, while looking for different topics this week, I just typed in kink, and breeding kink came up, due to certain celebrities who were in the news for the, large number of children they have. I'm not going to say excessive, to each their own, but they have a larger than average number of children. Intentionally.
I think 12 is excessive.
Well, according to the article, he only has 8, the one you're referring to.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. And 8 is excessive in my, to me, that's excessive.
And the other one has now 9 because they just had a set of twins with one of their employees. So a lot of people are saying that these guys have what is known as a breeding fetish, I think, not a kink. I think they're breeding maybe more in the fetish portion than the kink.
And let's dive into that. What's the difference between a kink and a fetish?
A kink is something you enjoy, whereas a fetish is something you need. Like, you don't really get off unless you're doing it this way. Like a foot fetish, like you have to have feet involved in your sexual activity to get off. Not just you like massaging or licking toes or whatever. It's you have to have feet involved in the act. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. And I think the it's important to bring that up because more and more it becomes a blurred line with people. And so, and that's something that's very important in self-awareness to understand, is something a kink or is it a fetish? When things become a fetish, it can actually be detrimental to your sexual health. That's when they, you know, that's porn addiction is actually a porn fetish. If you can't get off without porn, then it that will be detrimental to having sex with your partners. Is your partner okay with watching porn so you can come? Or are you going to have to just do the thing and then go have 2 sugars? it's just important that the next generation, those that are younger than I, start to really understand the difference in those two things and how detrimental fetishes can be, because those two terms are not interchangeable. A fetish typically starts as a kink, but then grows. So to what can be a monster. So, you know, in some people's lives, I've recently got an email from somebody talking about this and how, you know, they wished that things had only stayed as a kink instead of a fetish. And I was just happy that they knew the difference. But I can definitely understand that. So, all right. Sorry, Mayfair.
No worries.
I shut up now.
A breeding kink is a sexual desire to impregnate as many people as possible for reasons related to power, control, or even in some cases, eugenics. Does everyone know what that is? Anybody? I'll give you guys a minute to answer. An impulse shared by such illusions as luminaries as Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Klein, the Indianapolis fertility doctor featured in Netflix Our Father, who inseminated dozens of women without their consent over the course of decades. He later pleaded guilty to 2 felony counts of obstruction of justice related to the investigations and received 1 year suspended sentence. So the definition from Google of eugenics is the study of how to arrange reproduction within the human population to increase the occurrence of heritageable characteristics regarded as desirable, developed largely by Sir Francis Galton as a method of improving the human race. Eugenics was increasingly discredited as unscientific and racially biased during the 20th century, especially after the adoption of its doctrines by the Nazis to justify their treatment of the Jews, disabled people, and other minority groups. That is the Google definition.
Yeah, eugenics is a... that's a... IBM, the company IBM, actually had a lot to do with the Nazis' eugenics program. Most people don't know that. But they were very big supporters of the Nazis. So anyway, enough about the Nazis.
Yeah.
Let's get back to breeding.
So that's from the article. It is linked in the show notes, but that's, you said you know people with this kink.
Yes. So both of these kinks are wrapped up in one person that can be talked about as a number. 2016.
Oh.
Had both a praise kink and a breeding kink as the bottom. Having a breeding kink. And then we know someone in California as well that's a bottom that has a breeding kink. And she also has a primal side, a very, very big primal side to her. So for her, she kind of wants to be put into a cage. A breeding cage, and just to have many, many penis having people come in her and, you know, treated like an animal. She's primal side is a wolf. And then the 2016, that was just straight breeding. Just wanted the breeding.
Not that she was
able to give birth, but just the act of it, of being inseminated, was just like freaking super hot and sexy to her.
So, just so that we're all clear, mostly me, because I figure if I'm not 100%, then there are others.
Mm-hmm.
Breeding kink really boils, is it the act of impregnating or the act of just, for the bottom, would that just be you want someone to come inside of you, whether you're on birth control or not, so to speak?
Yeah, from the top's point of view, tops with the breeding kink are typically looked down on because they don't want to use condoms or any, you know, any type of birth control. I had a friend in high school that, and this was before I got into, you know, learning about these things. In fact, I don't even know if breeding. Yeah, it was a thing back then too, but, I was unaware of it. But if he knew that his girlfriend was on birth control or had the implant or something like that, if somebody that he was hooking up with, he struggled to even get it up. Like, it was a true fetish for him. He had to have that thought of being able to impregnate. And that for him, it came from a religious standpoint. Because, you know, biblically, the only reason for a man and a woman to have sex is for procreation. So it was certainly, came from having a religious background for him. And, you know, also within his family, there was a lot of pride in carrying on the lineage too. So that played into it even further. But yeah, most men who have this are looked down on, to be quite honest about it, because a lot of them in the vanilla world do give it a bad name. Like, you know, I can't really say that this doctor that they lump into this, formerly Dr. Donald Klein, the fertility doctor in Indianapolis. I don't know if his was a breeding fetish or if he just wanted to. To me, that's just total narcissism, because it was dozens and dozens of women that he used his own semen with to impregnate them. And so, I mean, that's like a whole other psychiatric issue there. That I just don't know. Jeffrey Epstein, yes, that one was confirmed. I remember hearing an interview with somebody where it was talked about. And obviously Jeffrey Epstein allegedly, because he was never convicted. Didn't he die in jail before his hearing took place?
Wasn't he one of the suicides in Suicide Watch or something?
The suicides.
With a gun in the back of the head or something crazy?
Yeah. the one of them that the conspiracy people say was a victim of the Clinton Foundation. Allegedly. But yeah, that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, that's now with Elon Musk and Nick Cannon. Yeah, definitely seems to be either just poor taste in, because I think both of them was having babies. Like, I think Nick Cannon had like 6 kids in 1 year by different women. Something like that.
Several. And like the controversy right now with Elon Musk's is the twins were born very shortly after his and his Grimes, his partner. I don't know if they were married or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't follow either one that close. But it was like right after they had their kid. Like, it was like a month later. So he impregnated this person while he was supposed to be in this relationship with this other person. And his excuse for it is because he wants to help the dwindling birth rates.
Well, that was a smart-ass comment that he made on Twitter. And that's what people are going nuts over, yeah. Is that it was just it was in bad taste. And, you know, if anybody follows Elon Musk on Twitter, he makes a lot of really quirky comments. I mean, he is on the spectrum. He has an off sense of humor. And so, you know, whatever. I saw the snark in it. But outside of that, it is actually a thing. And it can be done from a primal aspect, from just that sexy thing. You know, some people just love when they are ejaculated in, so, you know, when, so
it does feel really good. I'm not gonna lie. I would say I've fit more into that kink than praise kink. That would be very easy for me to have a kink because I very much enjoy that feeling, as well as the feeling of later that day. You're like, oh yeah, we did that thing today. So yeah.
Perk says, so here's my thing. We're all about consent, right? I fail to see how breeding points the morality compass in the right direction.
As long as both parties consent.
Yeah.
Then it's fine.
Yeah.
But in the case.
Well, and a lot of times it's a role play with breeding. Like, now my friend in high school that I talked about with his fetish, like, okay, yes, that is a morality issue. Absolutely. As far as like the popularity thing right now with Elon Musk and the buzz in the news and with Nick Cannon, we don't know what their relationship status was. Maybe they're in an open relationship, whatever. So yeah, it can be very unethical. Like people pulling a condom off right before they come and shoving their dick back in just so they can ejaculate inside with the intention of creating a baby. Either way, it's wrong, but is there that thought, that desire to create a baby? Or is it just because it freaking feels better, or they can't, you know, they can get right there to the level wearing a condom, but they can't just go over the top. They can't finish with wearing a condom. Either way, if it's not discussed, absolutely, Perk, it's completely unethical. Now, from the bottom side of things, that's always like the women that I've known, the people that I've known. I know a gay man that has a breeding fetish that, again, just wants to be pinned down and treated like a pig and have one stud after another. Just, I mean, obviously he knows that he can't get pregnant, but it's the act of, you know, wanting to be ejaculated in, and that's how he refers to it, is a breeding fetish. Like, just treat me like an animal and take me out and breed me with everybody.
So you keep referring to these that it requires multiple penises. Is no. That okay?
Just to these people that I've known.
Okay, I just want to make sure because you know.
No, that's I mean, again, that's in more of a primal state. I mean, or it doesn't necessarily have to be in a primal state. It's just with my experience and the people that I've known, they were primal.
Gotcha.
With the exception of 2016, that wasn't primal. That was wanting to of course, she also had a bimbification fetish and a prostitution fetish and, you know, all the things. So,
Because it probably isn't something that's talked a lot about, I'm going to bring this up. Mm-hmm. You're talking about how men can violate women by removing the condom.
Yes.
Women can also violate the man. If you tell a man you were on birth control and you were not, that is 100% a violation, and that is just as abusive and just as, it should be just as illegal as a man taking off the condom without your consent. So to cover that, because I like to equally call people out if both sides can be bad and don't do it. Don't yes. be that kind of douche canoe. Like it's just, it's wrong. If you really want a baby, there are ways and there are people who will be happy to help you get a baby. Mm-hmm. But lying to someone to get a baby is absolutely horrific. Because mm-hmm. now you've put this guy in this situation. Your kid may or may not grow up with knowing this guy because he didn't want that. He told you he didn't want that. You told him you were on birth control. And you're going to try to hold him responsible for that. You're going to try to make him be a part of something he never wanted a part of. That's bullshit.
It's entrapment.
So women, do better. Don't do that.
Do better. Hey,
sorry, little Perk.
No, that's a good one. Perk, I'm curious to know if we changed your mind on seeing the efficacy, the ethics behind the breeding fetish. Mm-hmm. And how it can be morally okay or morally misdirected.
Or it's out and out wrong.
Yeah. You know, just trying to be nice in the morally misdirected part.
I mean, there could be some morally misdirected, but then there could also be some who are just, no, do better. Both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you, somebody, you have to know that it's wrong if you do that.
I wish I could say that I knew that people did know that was wrong, but
yeah. I mean, I don't see how somebody could not know that. Well, you said you wanted kids.
Or they've seen it so many times in movies, because that is, I've seen several movies that women do that. Or they fake a pregnancy and then try to have unprotected sex to get pregnant. Those things, it's coercion and entrapment, and it's just wrong.
And they're always praised in those movies, too.
Yeah, it's not perceived as always such a bad thing. And that's why, for me, it was important to bring that up. That, yes, men can violate women, but we as women... women violate men all the time, and it gets overlooked, and that's not right. Mm-hmm. Violation is violation. It can be from any gender, any sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never okay to intentionally right. violate someone. Accidents yeah. happen, but that's not an accident.
Park, I agree with you. This is kind of my main concern is always the ramifications. Being the babies. Yeah. But again, I mean, the women that want to bottom for this, you know, that's the ultimate goal. And I saw a post one time on FetLife about a woman wanting to get a breeding session together She had a list of qualities that she wanted in people. And this was in a bigger city. I think it was Orlando or New York. I don't remember which. It's been a few years ago. But she says, do you have these qualities? And she listed out the qualities and said, you know, contact me for a breeding session. And she was hoping to get like 6 or 7 people together minimum to come in her. And yeah, and then just get her pregnant, you know, hopefully one of them would take, and she wouldn't know who it was. She didn't want to know who it was. She just wanted, you know, like she said something about like basically going to a sperm bank, only getting to have the fun of it too. And I was happy that she also said, bring your, your stats, I guess, or whatever, your report from the doctor that says that you don't have all the things. Let's see, what's this? Violation is not perceived of as a real problem, and it needs to be examined and addressed from all vectors. I think it is.
Not necessarily in some of the mainstream stuff, like what we're talking about in those movies, where women are praised for getting pregnant.
Yeah. And
keeping the guy. You know,
trapping the guy, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the kid's 18th birthday, after you've paid for all those years when you never wanted it and you were lied to and all this, then you find out that the kid was never yours and she don't have to pay you back any of that money.
She hopefully at that point you love the person that you helped raise, so you still have someone you love.
Yeah,
you don't hold that against the baby or the 18-year-old, please.
Right. Finn says, I don't know if you already talked about this, but there are some egg-shaped toys people can insert and play to breed them. Yeah, no, we didn't talk about that. Like Bad Dragon
Crafty Hedonist
is famous for that. Yeah, the Happy Hedonist.
Crafty,
isn't it? Yeah, Crafty. Sorry, I was thinking Happy. Happy Times. Happy, happy, joy, joy. The Crafty Hedonist, I think she's got some toys. She's in our trusted vendors list. So check out the link to her Etsy shop. She hand makes all of her toys, and she's an artist. She's an amazing artist. She went to like art school and all of that. But that is certainly a thing. Like that goes the tentacle fetish or kink with these toys. You can use, I know people, in fact, Dan and Dawn, they have a segment on their show from Erotic Awakening podcast where they talk about tentacles, because people will send Dawn pictures or drawings or whatever of tentacles, and he gets sent booby pics. But we failed. We really need to do something like that. Like, I don't know, send you rope stuff or something. Pictures of guys with long hair and tattoos and like, yeah.
What are you getting?
Boobies.
Or butts.
Boobies or butts. But yeah, no, those eggs.
Aren't some of them dissolvable? The tentacle.
Yeah. Yeah. They, and then just the dildos that, has a little bulb. So they fake ejaculate and whatnot. You buy the little bottle of stuff, or you can make your own out of, oh, I don't remember what you make that stuff out of. Start to say coconut oil, but that's not right. But yeah.
Be very selective what you use though, guys, because
yeast infection ain't no joke. Yeast infections, you got a delicate pH. Of course, I think most vagina having people know that, but you're like, I'm just going to say it anyway.
I'm going to say it because I don't want nobody to be like, well, you didn't tell me I couldn't just use the butter or the coconut oil.
Right.
So it is very important to be careful what you put in your vagina. Uh-huh. It doesn't like a lot of weird things. It can cause your natural hormone or not hormone, but pH balance to go all kind of crazy.
Uh huh.
And yeast infection fucking sucks. There's no nice way to say it. It fucking sucks. And you can pass it to your partner who is a boy.
Yep.
Or has a penis. Sorry. A penis person.
A penis person can pass it to their partner, whether it's anally or vaginally or orally.
So
yeast infections can be passed around.
They are not feminine only issues, and I'm sure they suck just as much for men as they or penises as they do vaginas.
Yeah. I've had thrush before.
Well, that's when it's in your mouth.
Yeah, that's what the doctors, I mean, the doctor, that's what, when I went to the, she's like, oh, yeah, that's thrush. You got a yeast infection. So it was like in the groin area, little cream and boom.
Point being, if you're going to play with the breeding fetish toys, do the research before you just make your own fake sperm.
Yeah. 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 Now, Finn, thank you for bringing that up. Yes. Black Angel. Hey, hadn't seen you in a while. So, Lord, don't forget, we've got a munch. For those of you who are on Patreon in the Discord group, we do the munches on Sundays at 3 p.m. Instead of the show. So that's every other Sunday we do the live show. And then on the off Sundays, we do the munches. So next Sunday at 3 p.m., there will be a munch for those value for value Patreon producers. And if you are a dollar producer, we've quit doing the munch on Zoom. So I will have to get you into Discord. You will have some limited access, but you will have access to Discord. Just let me know, and I will get that set up for you. I have to send you an invitation to join. So just email me, mastercauldron@gmail.com, and I can get you set up on that. Mayfair, I think that's probably going to wrap us up. We've kind of yammered on now for a little bit, waffled on, as they say in the UK. And one last thing. Hit that like button, please. Trying to boost the channel a little bit. We got the 1,000-plus subscribers. Just want to boost the channel. Throw out that signal boost by hitting the like button. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and do that while you're at it and you're clicking shit and you're all happy. Ring that notification bell. That's right. I said it. I'm trying to become a real fucking YouTuber. Hey, Davis, B24. Thank you so much. Davis said great topic today, so we appreciate that. I was not certain what kind of reaction we were going to get to that. So there's been a lot of chit-chat on this one. So I think people have enjoyed it. I know I've enjoyed talking to you, Mayfair, about it. I've enjoyed the chat room's conversation. A lot of people in today that I haven't seen in a while. So I'm so happy to see them. But, yeah, I guess that's going to do it. Mayfair, any last thing you want to throw out there? Anything at all? On topic, off topic, whatever.
Communication and consent. That's the two biggest things of the day. You got to talk about it. You got to talk it through, and you got to have enthusiastic consent, not
you
just
greedy whore. You took them both. You couldn't go with communication or consent. You had to take them both.
Well, you can always add. It's fine. You can add to what I've said. They're important pillars of what we're talking about.
Shut your whore mouth.
I told you my response to that, Coltrane.
Oh, my God. I'm returning as a donation. Oh, cool. Awesome. Charlie Wonder. There was, I'll tell you later when I can remember it all. But yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. We've had a few that's had to cut away. I mean, the economy's hard right now, so I totally get it. But and then Patreon is still screwing us over for the month at charging $119 per t-shirt for two t-shirts, so $238, and they still hadn't got the system fixed yet. So I've had to pay the bills this month for the show out of my 100% out of my own pocket this time, and it's hurting. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Mayfair stole both of them. So ditto to what she said, communicate and consent. Definitely consent. No coercion. There, I'll add that. There's the other C, the anti-C. No coercion. But if you loved me, you would.
Or if you don't, I'll leave.
Yeah. Give me a baby or I'll leave. I've heard. Oh, my God. I know some fucked up people, I guess, because I've heard so many people say that in their relationships. Give me a baby or I'll leave. Bye. Like, I don't care what you're telling me. Like, if you're going to tell me to give you something, no matter what it is, and your follow up to that is, or I will leave, then bye. Oh, we love you, Master. Oh, well, thank you. Love you back. Yeah, Charlie, in a little bit. Thank you. I was honestly going to have to look it up because I didn't want to be wrong. Like, I thought it was a little bit, but I so didn't want to be wrong. Anyway, bye, Felicia. Yep. All right. That's going to do it. See you in 2 weeks for the live show. And again, those Patreon producers, we will see you next Sunday at 3 p.m. That will be Sunday the 24th. So the next show will be July the 31st of 2022. And hopefully we'll have a guest on for that show. I don't know yet, but I'm really trying to get some people, whether it be Dan and Dawn or maybe having Master Gabriel on again. Or we hadn't had him on in a long time. Hell, I haven't even had a chance to talk to him in over a month. So
we wish him well. He was sick.
So. Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
I did tell you, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was late night one night.
Right, so I've
best forgot. Wishes to House Ravenblood and speedy recovery.
Yep. All right, this has been Master Cauldron and
Mayfair.
For CauldronScript.com, unearth the truth. And don't forget, your pain is my pleasure.